7627, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. We start a series today I've entitled The Blessed Life, and our message this morning is My Times Are in His Hands. My times are in His hands. There's four initial statements I want to make about timing and the importance of timing. Number one, there's a possibility you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You can be in the wrong place at the right time. You can be in the right place at the wrong time. Or we can be in the right place at the right time. Tell someone right now, you're in the right place at the right time. Yeah, there's a verse of scripture in Ecclesiastes that says, He makes all things beautiful in His time. And I'm paraphrasing it. Now, I want to bring that into a context. In a way, perhaps you've not heard that before. We know over time, if we're patient, God will make things beautiful. But let's bring it into another context. God says, I make all things beautiful in my time. In other words, in God's timing, all things are beautiful. There's a blessed life when we live in God's time. Come on, when we're not anxious for stuff, when we're not, you know, doing everything in a hurry, when we're not caught up in the rat race. I mean, rat race is no fun because even if you win, you're still a rat because it's the rat race. So God's timing is very important. You can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, the wrong place at the right time, the right place at the wrong time, or the right place at the right time. You know, as I was studying this, I thought about David. And you can find this particular verse, and for the sake of time, I won't get into all these verses, but 2 Samuel chapter 11, the time when kings go to war. David chose to send Joab in the army, but he stayed behind. That's when he fell prey to adultery. In the times that kings were so supposed to be at war, David chose to stay back. He got out of God's time. Time won't suffice me to tell it all, but you've heard my testimony. The only time that I've ever really been sick on the mission field was when I got out of God's time. And I remember that. I remember it vividly. And I learned from it. It was early on, and God was showing me. You know, he didn't do that, but I did it, but he showed me, he taught me. No. Stay in my time. No matter how difficult it may seem, no matter how rough it may get, stay in my time. Because in my time, all things are beautiful. You know, you can have a song in God's time. Well, why are you going through? Because you're dwelling in God's time. There's confidence, there's assurance, there's trust, there's protection in God's time. So tell somebody, timing is everything. Now, one example I want to use is Moses when he was born. And just write these down, Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Moses' birth came at a time when the Pharaoh had decreed that all male children be killed, be drowned. And just so happens that Moses was born at that time. But now, three things I want to take a look at as we delve into this concerning time. Three aspects that will come into what we call time. One is hopelessness. You know, sometimes God doesn't move till things seem hopeless, but it's God's time. There's a time that will go from hopelessness to desperation. And sometimes the third one, from hopelessness to desperation to panic. I mean, God's not troubled, though. God's not panicking. It's just that we panic. But see, sometimes in the midst of that panic, it's God's perfect time. What are we talking about? Moses' mom, when she could not hide him any longer. In other words, she went from hopeless to desperate to panic. They were closing in. She had hidden Moses 3 months. No longer could she hide him. She made him a little bulrush, put him out on the river. But somebody say the timing. Pharaoh's daughter and all her maidens were right there on the other side, on the other end of the river, bathing. It had gotten to desperate, from hopelessness to desperation to panic. But when she did, it was God's time. All right, so another example of time was when Moses grew up and he, you know, slew the Egyptian, hit him in the sand, then he had to run for his life. But he ran and spent 40 years on the backside of the desert until Pharaoh died. Then God was able to come to him in the burning bush, reveal himself to him, and send him back. But it was a matter of timing. See, our times, Psalm 31:15 says, "For my times are in his hands." In Daniel, we find that one of the strategies of the enemy is to change time. What are we talking about? If he can get you discouraged, or a sense of defeat, or anxiety, or like Saul, you know, Saul was waiting for Samuel, and the pressure from the people, because he feared the people, instead of waiting for Samuel, who had the right and the authority to do the sacrifice, he went and did the sacrifice himself. And that was the beginning of the demise of his kingdom. He couldn't wait. So see, when we are pushed into doing certain things, sometimes it will work in our behalf, and sometimes it's going to work against us. And we'll look at why we have to be very discerning concerning things like that. But our times are in his hands. Now, the enemy tries to force you. Now, there are characteristics involved here. There are principles involved here. If I'm walking upright, I'm forced into something. How many of us going to work together for my good? But if I'm deviating, if I know I'm supposed to be somewhere and I'm not there, as kings go to war, and I'm doing something else, then I'm putting myself in a place to be tempted. And it's not God tempting me. It's me being disobedient, me being rebellious. You know, I know growing up, even though we had the fear of hell, the fear of God, you know, the fear of the preacher too, in us, but it kept me in church. Yeah, I wasn't at home watching movies when it was church time. There weren't no days we took off, you know, because I'm just tired. But we pressed out. And I appreciate that today. Amen? Because now it, you know, it gets in you. You want to be there. You don't want to miss out. Like I said earlier, some people miss a word that was for them, but they allowed the enemy to change time. See, if he gets you to walking in discouragement or defeat or a wrong attitude, you walk in a different timing. You're not going to be in places you're supposed to be in. In the spirit realm, you're not in the right place. Amen. In the spirit realm, you're not there where you can hear God or obey God. So it's very important. Now, Moses was one. Another example is Mordecai in Esther chapter 2 and then in chapter 5 through chapter 6. Read that yourself. But Mordecai was in the right place at the king's gate, and he uncovered a plot to assassinate the king. And when he reported it, the king had it written in the book of remembrance. Later on, when Haman's plot to destroy the Jews was in full bloom, and Esther had gone to the king, and the king, that whole particular night in chapter 6, could not sleep. And he said, "Bring me the book of remembrance. Is there anyone in the kingdom that we've not rewarded for any deeds?" And whose name was at the top of the list? Mordecai. And so just as Haman's plot was in full bloom, he was about to knock on the king's door. the book of remembrance was out, and Mordecai, his name came up, and Haman knocked. You know the story. Came in, and the timing was perfect. What shall be done for the man that the king desires to honor? And Haman thought it was him. But see, God's timing. See, he makes all things beautiful in his time. Mordecai was the only one that wouldn't bow to Haman in obedience to God. He wouldn't bow. He wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't hypocrite. He wouldn't pretend. He stood. You know, we just come out of the series on Daniel and how Daniel the Hebrew stood. And they changed environments and changed the molecules in water, I mean in fire, and the appetites of lions, amen, just churned on them because they stood. It changed the quantum physics of things. That's what we need to understand. If we're walking in faith and in God's time, when we step out on the waters, the molecule in the water is going to change. So Mordecai, and you know the story. The gallows that Haman had built, he was hung on them himself. Then we see David. Do you know David was there at the battle when Goliath first came out? It wouldn't have been time for him to fight. You know, they just said, I'll go home or something, you know. But that was the first day. But see, he was sent back on the 41st day. By this time, the situation had gone from hopeless to desperate, to panic. In other words, the king said, hey, if we can get anybody to fight this giant, I'll give him my daughter in marriage, the house will be tax-free, and the name will be a household name. See, God was waiting for the right time. And see, David was obedient during that time of waiting. He wasn't there musing, thinking he should be at the battle, and he wanted to know. He was obeying his father, tending those sheep on the backside until his father said, David, I want you to go and see how your brothers fare. Come on, tell somebody God's time. In God's time, everything is beautiful. So see, we need to learn to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Amen. Don't fret. Don't pine away because somebody's trying to do something against you or trying to challenge you or stop you. Don't worry about that. Just stay in God's time. All things are beautiful in his time. All right? David arrived in the atmosphere where there was panic. See, sometimes we are running away from. There are times you need to run to the roar because you carry the answers. You carry the anointing. You are God's instrument. People want to get away from something. Sometimes you need to run to it. Because just your being there in God's timing, like David, in the midst of panic. You see, when David showed up, everyone was running from Goliath. After 40 days of him speaking curses over him, none of the mighty warriors would go out. And so now the ante was up.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.